thank you so much. Did you enjoy that? Amen. Amen. Well, you have your Bible open to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. And I asked Pastor David to read that in your hearing because I want to talk to you about honoring your parents. And I realize this is Father's Day. And I also realize that as Father's Day, I really, to speak about honoring your parents, you would think I was going to be speaking to the children. Well, I'm not. I am going to be speaking to them, but not primarily. You see, if our children are going to honor us, well, then there's some things we're going to have to teach them. Children don't just come into this world with an honoring spirit, maybe an honorary spirit, but not an honoring spirit. We have to teach children how to honor, how to pray, how to worship. We have to teach children how to be honest, how to be thankful. By nature, children are not these things. And I think you realize that. I think each one of you do. And so I'm grateful for the influences in my life that taught me to live an honorable life and to give honor where honor is due. And I'm still learning that, and I hope that you are as well. And so what I'd like to do is, we'll come back to Deuteronomy 6 in just a moment, but I want you to back up into Deuteronomy chapter number 5. And of course, this is one of the two places in the Scripture that we find the Ten Commandments. You may recall some time ago when I preached through the Ten Commandments, I told you that every parent should start a law school in their home. And I meant a Bible school. You need to teach your children the Word of God. That's the parent's responsibility. Now, I thank God for good Sunday school teachers. Brother Philip mentioned about his Sunday school class, and we have some really, really good Sunday school teachers here at the church. And I thank God for each one of them. But it is not the church's place, first of all, to teach your children the Word of God. That's your place. It's the parents' place. Now, as a pastor, as Sunday school teachers, as a church, we come alongside and confirm that teaching. And you say, well, I don't know if I accept that. Well, I think it's very clear right here in the Scriptures. Notice, if you would, in chapter 6. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life. It's your place to teach your children what thus saith the Scriptures. It's your place to teach your children about God, about God's Word, about life, about, well, how to walk in life, how to live life. Introduce them to God at an early age. He goes on to say, if you'll notice in verse number 7, he says it again. He said in verse number 7 of Deuteronomy 6, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And he said, you should talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You need to be teaching your children the Word of God. You say, well, I'm going to teach them how to play sports. That's great. Teach them. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. But now, if you spend more time teaching them how to play sports than you do how to love Jesus, there's something not right. I'm not fussing. I'm just saying that we have to be cautious not to get unbalanced. I'm all for activity, recreation. Listen, I'm for those kind of things. I think it's good. I do. But we just need to keep our priorities straight. Amen? Let's keep our priorities straight. And let's understand now the child's greatest need is a relationship with Jesus Christ. The child's greatest need is to understand that they are special to God and that God has a plan for their life. And we need to teach that child and our children and our grandchildren. Notice what the Scripture says now. Notice it back. Go back, if you would, to chapter 6, verse number 2. It said, I command thee, thou and thy son's son. Amen. And so, you know, leave a legacy. Invest in your family. And on this Father's Day, I want to just give you some things that I think will be a help to you. Be a help to you. I hope that it will anyway. If you'll back up to chapter 5, look, if you would, in verse number 29. After giving these Ten Commandments, In verse number 29 of chapter 5, Moses said this. He said in verse number 29, "Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me." Moses telling them, this is what God is saying. "That they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them." And watch this next statement. "And with their children forever." What a statement. You know, you need to teach your children that there's just some things right and some things wrong. There's just some things that God expects of us. God has some expectations. And don't be afraid. Don't hold back from laying those expectations upon your children. And I think that we've kind of lightened up in this area to where we don't hold our children to expectations. And we don't teach our children that God has an expectation of their life. He has a plan for their life. So I want to give you some things I hope will be a help to you. Now I want you to back up one more time to chapter number 5. And if you will look at verse number 16. Chapter 5, verse number 16. Now, here is the first commandment that we would consider manward. Okay, the first four commandments, I believe, are Godward. And now God turns from, well, you know, these Godward commandments, now I want to teach you about how you should live among men. See, you're not going to do right by man if you don't do right by God. That's why he gave those first ones to Godward, right? You get that? You get this relationship right here, right? This relationship right here, it'll work out. But now if you're trying to work this out without getting this right here worked out, it's just not going to go well. And so he laid down this foundation. Then he gets to verse number 5. Commandment number 5 in verse number 16, and he says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now here is a commandment with promise. It's the only commandment with promise, actually, and it has to do with your parents. And on this Father's Day, I want to talk to parents and children. You listen up because it involves you. Now, how are we going to raise our children to honor us? Because really, that's what we do. It's not the preacher's place to get your children to honor you. Now, I want your children to honor you. I do. I want all children to be honorable and to be godly and just be, well, just good people. But it's not my place. It's not the church's place. It's not the government's place. It's your place as a parent to teach your children to honor you, to honor God, and then to honor you as their parents. And I want to give you some things that I find in the Scripture that I think would help you to do that, okay? And I'm just going to give you a few thoughts. This is a deep well. And so I'm just going to give you a few things that I really believe would help you. The first thing I believe, and I hope you'll write these down, I do, is you have to love your children unconditionally. You're to love your children unconditionally. You see, if we're not careful, now I talked this morning about loving the way God loves. And the love of God is in us. When you're saved, the love of God's in you. Now, God's love is unconditional. One of the things that as I continue to be amazed at how God loves me, God loves me when I'm good. God loves me when I'm not. That's right. God loves me when I'm doing right, and God loves me when I'm not. Now, I'm not excusing doing wrong. I'm just telling you that God's love for me is unconditional. And I am so thankful for that. That is not an excuse for me to do wrong. It just tells me that God loves me unconditionally. And as my Father, as my Heavenly Father, I want to emulate. I want to take the love that God has put in my heart, and I want to express that to others, but in particular my children and grandchildren. I just do, and I believe you do too. And so how can I do that? What does that look like? What does it look like? I want to give you just an example, then I'll give you some principles. The example that I thought of when I was thinking about this was the father of the prodigal son. You know, when that son was at home, it looked like that there was just a good relationship. I don't know what was going on there. I know this. I know that father was approachable, because that son went to him and he said, "Father, give me the portion that falleth me, right? And the Father did it. He did. The Father knew what was coming. He knew what was coming. But there comes a time where, listen, there comes a time when your children just have to learn some things. And so he gave him the portion that fell to him. And you know the story. He went. And he went into the far country and he spent his substance on righteous living. And the scripture goes into detail with that. Okay? Now, there come a time when he wanted to come back. The Father was just as eager to receive him as he was to release him. And so I think it's just important that we learn something from that. I believe in that parable. If I don't see anything else, I see a father's unconditional love. He loved him when he was at home. He loved him when he was away. He loved him when he was clean. He loved him when he was dirty. He just loved him. He just loved him. You know, our children need to know that we love them. We love them when we approve of what they do. We love them when we don't. It's hard. How about it, parents? It is. I mean, when your children break your heart, when they make decisions that go against your training, when they make decisions that you know that's going to lead them on a pathway, if not to the far country, at least a pathway headed in that direction, but yet you know that you know that's where they're headed. But you're going to love them anyway. I sure hope you are. Amen. I sure hope you are, because I'm going to tell you something. God loved you when you was headed down that way. Amen. Your Heavenly Father loved you. My Heavenly Father loved me. And I'm glad that he loved me when I was on my way back too. Amen. I'm glad he came and met me. Amen. 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 And so don't ever turn your children away. Love them with an unconditional love. Now, I'm not saying excuse their sin. I'm not saying sweep it under the rug. I'm not saying turn a blind eye and a deaf ear, but I am saying love them unconditionally. They're your children. They're your children. Love them. You don't have to put your stamp of approval upon their actions, but they need to know that if no one else loves them, Daddy loves them. Mama loves them. Amen. Now, how am I going to do that? How am I going to teach my children that? Well, I just wrote down some things. These are simple things. You may agree, you may not. I believe they're biblical. Number one, I believe that you ought to hug your children a lot. I just believe that. Listen, if I had it to do over again, I'd hug my children more. I would. I just believe that that's reassuring. Just to hug them and to hold them and to let them know I am always here for you. If I didn't teach my children that, I hope that they would understand that now. I'm always here for you. Always. I'm here. Dad's not going anywhere. I'm right here for you. No matter what you do, I want you to know I love you. Hug your children. Hug them. Be affectionate toward them. Be supportive of them. Be appreciative of them. Let them know that God has a special plan for their life. That you believe in them. Amen. Let them know that you want to help them to find God's best for their life, brethren. It's important. You let your child know, you let your children know that God has a special plan for their life, and that if they will seek the will of God, they will know what it is to have purpose and fulfillment in life. And so I just think that hugging, it's what I wrote down. You say, well, that sounds kind of mushy. Well, you know what, Dad? Sometimes you just need to get mushy. Junk all that stuff and just understand. I don't think that father had a hard time falling on his son's neck and kissing him when he came back. Amen? I don't think he had a hard time. Sometimes when you're younger, you have a harder time with these things. But you take my word for it. When you get older, you don't. You don't. And so I want to encourage you young men in particular with children. While you're young, set aside that image that maybe the world is trying to get you to bear, and have the image of your Heavenly Father, and be willing to fall on your children's neck and hug them and kiss them and tell them how much you love them, no matter what. Amen. Amen. Number two. Love them unconditionally by hugging them. Love them unconditionally by comforting them. Comfort them. Children hurt. Children go through tough times. Don't make light of that. Don't make statements, oh, well, you know, that's first world problems. Well, you know, to a little child, they don't know anything about first world and third world. You teach your children that, you know what, I care about you, I care about what you're going through, and it may not be big to Johnny down the street or next door, but it's big to Daddy. Amen. It means something to me. You can talk to me about anything. I want you to come to me. As a matter of fact, I want to be the first person you come to. Amen. Leave that door open and comfort them in times of hurt and pain. And sometimes kids can come up with a, well, I'm not even going to say what the show used to be called, but you know what it was. They come up with the strangest things. I'm not going to say that word that they can come up with, but they come up with some things, don't they? Children come up with some things. And if we're not careful now, we'll dismiss it. And we just need to be cautious, dads. Moms, too, now. Be cautious. To that little child, it looks different in their eyes than it does in yours. And so I just want to encourage you now. I just want to encourage you. Comfort your children. Bless your children. Tell your children, I'm praying a blessing on your life. I'm praying God use you. God has special things. You're special to God, son. Tell your daughters, you're special to God. You keep yourself pure. Amen. Tell your sons and daughters, keep yourself pure. You're special to God. God has a special plan for your life. You stay with God. You comfort them and you bless them in times when they're struggling and when they're going through times of joy and excitement. And don't make little of it. Bless them. Make something big out of it. Amen. Tell them, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. You know, I tell you, I grew up in a time when kids didn't get a whole lot of that. But I think it's something we ought to do. We all let our children know, I'm proud of you. You're doing good. The world's not going to tell them. The devil's certainly not going to tell them. You tell them, Dad. You tell them. You listen, it's easy to find the wrong. Look for the right. There's some right. Look for it. Find it. Point it out. And encourage it. You'll be glad you did one day. It builds self-esteem, self-worth. It builds hope and challenge in the life of young people. So love them unconditionally. Hug them. Comfort them. Listen to them. Now, I didn't say talk to them. There's a time for that. Sometimes as a parent, if we're not careful, we won't even let them finish the sentence and we'll be already correcting them or telling them what the problem is. Just listen to them. Listen to your children. You know, one of the things, one of the greatest things that pastoring has taught me is to listen. Now, God has taught me a lot by pastoring people. And I needed to be taught a lot. I'm green as they come. Still don't know that much. And now God has taught me some things. There's a reason God gave me two ears and one mouth. And I need to listen more. And parents, when our children or grandchildren are talking to us, we need to listen. They're trying to tell us something. And it may be in their childish way, and it may be in their silly way, and it may be in their indirect, immature way. But there's a reason they're telling you what they're telling you. And so you listen. Someone has said the greatest form of communication is to say nothing and listen often. Just listen. All right? Let me give you one more and I'm going to move on from this. Pray for them. Pray for your children. Let your children know that you pray for them. As a matter of fact, not only pray for them, pray with them. When they have a problem, don't make light of it and say, well, you know what, it'll work out. Just take them to the room or take them to the side, or if it's a situation where you just need to call the family together and pray with them.
It'll be healthy for them.
It'll teach them some good values. It'll teach them where their answer is and where their hope is, where it comes from. It'll teach them to pray when they have hardships as they grow older. It's just a great, great lesson to teach your children to pray. Even the disciples, as older men, said, Lord, teach us to pray. And our children's just not going to learn to pray. At least I hope not by listening to other people. That's not what I wanted my children. I didn't want my children to learn to pray by listening to other people pray. No, we teach them to pray. And God will help. Now, listen, I don't mean that we teach them what to pray. We just teach them to pray. Teach them to pray. And so love your children unconditionally. That's the first thing. It sounds so much easier than it is to do. See, my children are grown now. And now it's a little easier to love them unconditionally. I can tell you this, it's a lot easier to love them grandchildren unconditionally. Grandparents, say amen with me. Amen. It is. But love your children unconditionally. Okay? God loves you unconditionally. And if God's love is in your heart, and it is if you're saved, He'll help you love others unconditionally. I want to love the way God loves. And God loves His children unconditionally. Conditionally. You do the same, Dad. You do the same. One day on the backside of your life, your children will tell you, Dad, thank you for loving me when I was not lovable. It could make all the difference in how they turn out in life. It could make all the difference. Number two, not only love them unconditionally, but lift them up consistently. Lift them up. Encourage them. Turn, if you would, just for a moment to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter number 3. Now, I knew that I was not going to be able to really preach this message and with fiery tone, because my heart is broken over the condition of the homes in our society today. Broken. I see families that are just, broken and a bad way. And it's not just people outside the church, brother. Here in Colossians chapter number 3, a very familiar passage of Scripture about children and encouraging children. The Scripture says in verse number 20 of Colossians chapter 3, it says that children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And so I'm asking you to encourage your children. Lift them up. Encourage them. Don't just point out the wrong. Tell them when they're doing right. As I mentioned earlier, it's easy to see the wrong, right? I mean, they're children. They're learning. They need training. They need to learn what it is to be obedient. And you teach your children obedience. You teach your children obedience. And you let them know when they're being disobedient. But you also let them know when you see the good they're doing. If I'm not careful, and my children will tell you, I pointed out a lot of wrong. And I probably should have pointed out more good than I did. See, my Heavenly Father reminds me. He does. I'm glad that God tells me when I'm doing wrong. I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. But I'm also very, very thankful for the compassion that God shares to me. And when God tells me, son, I love you. I'm proud of you. Don't you want to love like that? Your children. They're your children. You only get one go with this. One go. Lift them up. Encourage them. Proud of you, son. I'm proud of you, daughter. Praise them. Right? Amen. Now I'm going to get to the hard part. That's hard for some people. It is. So love them unconditionally. Sometimes it's easier for us to love those who love us. It's easy to love those when they're doing what we want them to do. It's just easier to love them. It's not as easy to love people when they're not doing what you want them to do or how you want them to do it. But that's not the way God loves. And that's not the way God wants me to love. And that's not the way God wants you to love. It's not. Love them unconditionally. Lift them consistently. Be lifting them up. There's enough in the world to beat them down. You believe me when I tell you. Well, they need humble. There's enough in life that'll humble them. You encourage them. Life itself is humbling. You be there to encourage them and to lift them up. Let your speech affirm them. And constantly remind them that you're proud of their achievements. The third thing, and this is something that we really need in our society today, we're to love them unconditionally, lift them consistently, lift them up, limit them responsibly. Limit them responsibly. Now, what do I mean by that? You got to set guardrails. You have to have guardrails. There has to be limitation in a child's life. You can't just let your children go and do what they want to do and go and do. When they want, how they want, and you just can't allow that. There has to be parameters. There has to be barriers. There has to be guidelines. Listen, there has to be structure. You just can't let your children do what they want to do. If you let your children do what they just want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, brethren, listen, you're creating a disaster. God just doesn't let me do what I want to do and how I want to do it, when I want to do it, and who I want to do it with. God has set some limitations down. We read those in Deuteronomy. God said, when you go and you possess that land, this is what I expect out of you. And you need to set some guidelines and you need to have some guardrails for your children, some limitations, and you need to let them know. You kick back against this and there's going to be some kickback. Amen. You say, now, wait a minute, preacher. You said love them unconditionally. I'm not telling you not to love them unconditionally. You lovingly set some limitations for them. You see, guardrails are on the side of the road to keep them from going over the cliff. The guardrails are not there just so they're bend defender. The guardrails are there to keep them from hurting themselves. You set some limitations and you let them know. Listen, I've been around that curve. And I know that if you go around that curve the wrong way, you're going to end up on the downside of that curve. And I don't want you down there. And so I'm putting a guardrail there. You set some limitations for your children. Amen. And you let them know these are some things you can do and these are some things you cannot do. And if they kick back on it, you stand firm. Don't you give in now. Don't you give in. You know, one of the things that really disturbs me today, it does, it just disturbs me, it breaks my heart, is to see the disrespect among our younger generation. And I'm not talking about all of them. Listen, there's some fine young people in here, and I don't yoke everybody up together. I'm not yoking you up, all of you young folks together. I'm not. And I'm thankful for some of the well-mannered and those within our congregation here, you young folks that have respect and gratitude and honor and good manners. I thank God for you. And I want to say to the parents, keep doing that. They need that in their life. Don't you ever let your child talk back to you. Don't you ever do that. I remember one time one of our children said something just a little sideways to Sharon, and I just stepped in and said, hey, don't you ever, you listen to me, don't you ever talk to your mother that way. It offends God when you disrespect your mother. And it offends her when you disrespect her. But that's my wife, and it offends me. And I don't ever want to hear you say that to your mother again. Amen. You say, now, wait a minute, preacher. I thought you said love them unconditionally. Well, I didn't say give them a free ride. Listen, you can't let people just do what they want to do. You can't let children just do what they want to do. Children need to be taught. There's guidelines. There's barriers. There's limitations. And there's a certain way you treat your parents. There's a certain way you treat the elderly. Amen. There's a certain way you treat authority in life. There has to be limitations. You have to teach your children these things. You can't just let your children roll their eyes at you. One of my children never rolled their eyes with me. I'd unconditionally love them in a way that they would really want to know about unconditional love then. You say, well, you what do you mean, preacher? I mean, when you love them, you're chasing them. That's what the Bible says. Amen? See, you thought I was getting mushy, didn't you? My heart is broken because I see the condition of our homes, and I see our parents are dropping the ball, and we've quit loving unconditionally. Part of unconditional love is chastisement. It's training. It's setting some guidelines and some barriers and saying, hey, you can't cross this line. You cross this line, we're going to talk. Well, we'll probably not do a whole lot of talking, but there's going to be some consequences. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I hope to God you understand. This is the Bible, brethren. So when you set those limitations and when you have those rules, you let your children know, I expect these to be followed. I'll never forget, and the man's here tonight, and I wouldn't say this to embarrass him for nothing. I'm not going to call his name, but I appreciated that. I've never forgotten it, brother. You know who you are. I've never forgotten it. So we're sitting at dinner at one of our outings here at the church, and we're just having conversation, and I don't recall the details, but one of his children kept locking their door in the room, and he told them, I don't want you locking the door to your room. And the child done it again, and he just took the door off. Man, I tell you, I was sitting in my seat going, yeah, yeah, amen. You see, you just got to let your children know, I don't play that stuff. You kick back against the rules that I lay in this house, in this home, in this house, you got me to deal with. That's not mean. That's not unfair. That may be saving someone's life down the road. By teaching them, you need to follow rules. Limitations equal, now listen to me, young folks and parents. Limitations equal liberty. You say, whoa, is that possible? It's the only way to have liberty, is to have limitations. So don't you let the devil tell you any different now. So number one, love them unconditionally. Hug them. Spend time with them. Pray for them. Listen to them. Lift them up consistently. Praise them. Someone said this, children need encouragement like plants need water. You know, I'm amazed some of the plants that we have around the house. We'll go around, and I tell you, I go outside sometimes on the front porch, and those plants will be just, I mean, they look dry and brittle and cherished. I'm going to water the plants. I mean, within minutes, those things are perked up. And can I tell you that? That's what children need sometimes. Sometimes they'll be dragging, and they just feel a little down, and life kind of getting the best of them, and that's when mom and dad need to step in and say, you know what? And they need to encourage them. They need to lift them up. You got to know your children. You got to know when and what and how. And then set those limitations for them. Limit them responsibly. Have some guidelines. Have some restrictions. Don't be afraid to enforce the rules. Don't let the children set the rules. You set the rules. You're the parent. You set the rules. You tell them. Amen. You let them know. You say, well, what about when they get to be a teenager? A teenager's not an adult. You're in charge. I realize as they grow, things change a little bit. I'm telling you, the countenance on the children have changed in the last 20 minutes. Hey, children need structure. Children need limitations. Children need guidelines. They need them. And if they do not have them, they're going to be in for a rude awakening. He said, don't be afraid to set the limitations. Now listen, God wasn't. God said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Adam. You're my son. And I tell you what I'm going to do, Adam. Of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat thereof. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof. You know what that is? It's a limitation. It's a guideline. It's a restriction. There's just some things you cannot do, son. And when you do, there's going to be consequences. And Adam said, well, I don't know. I think I'm going to test that. And there were consequences. So you be sure to follow your father's guidelines. When your children test your rules, apply the consequences. Let's move on now and I'll be through. You lead them exemplary. Lead them. If you'll notice as we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6 to close the message, if you'll notice what God was instructing Moses to teach the children of Israel when they got in the land, he just said, listen, I'm going to give you some commandments. I've given you some statutes. I've given you some precepts, and I want you to live by these. You live by these, things will go well in the land. If you don't, it's not going to go so well. Now, brethren, I'm telling you, sometimes you can do right and bad things will still happen. Amen. That's just the way life is sometimes. You can do right and bad things will still happen. However, when you do right, God will bless your life. And just because something bad is happening doesn't mean God's not blessing you. God uses the bad in my life to do some things in my life that need to be done that God's good. Listen, by good things happening, it wasn't going to happen to me. Sometimes what God allows to happen is good for me. Even though I see it as bad, it's good for me. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I just need that in my life. Sometimes the only way God can get my attention, it's the only way that God can get some things to go on in my life that need to be going on in my life. And he said, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to keep these commandments. And he said, you teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. Remember chapter 6, verse number 2? He said, you do them. You do them. I'm teaching them to you. You do them, and then you teach them. You can't teach what you're not doing. It's just not going to take, brethren. It's just not going to take. Please hear me now, please. This will be my final point, but I want you to listen to me. We can tell our children, we can tell our grandchildren, we can tell people what to do, but until they see us doing it, if they see us doing the contrary, they're just not going to believe it. And so they need to see us following the commandments as we're teaching them to our children. It's better caught than taught. Amen. And so when your children see it working in your life, they're going to want some of it. But if they don't see that, they're going to think, well, you know what? I've noticed that Dad keeps telling me to do all these things, but he's not doing it. Dad wants me to pray, but I don't know that I've ever seen Dad praying. Dad wants me to be in Sunday school, but I don't think Dad hardly ever goes to Sunday school. Dad wants me read my Bible. I don't know that I've ever seen Dad with a Bible in his hand around the house. These Christians keep talking about how important this is and that is and this and that. I don't know that I've ever seen this and that around my house. You know what? That's a terrible example. And so if you want your children to follow your instruction, a good place to start is to follow the instruction that's been given to you. And God gave us instruction right here in his word. And he said, I want you to keep these commandments and do them. Is that what he said here in Deuteronomy 6? It is. And so I want to just lay this on your heart. Love your children unconditionally. Love them. They're going to mess up. They are. They're going to mess up. Love them anyway. Amen? Love them anyway. They're going to go against what you instruct them to do. Love them anyway. They may even grow up and go away from what you've instructed them to do. Love them anyway. Love them back to you. Love them while they're gone. Love them in the far country. Amen. Be watching for them to come back. Be praying for them. And then the second thing, lift them up. When your children are young, constantly encourage them. constantly encourage them and tell them how proud you are. Let them know they're special to you. They're special to God. God has a special plan for their life. Encourage them to follow God's will and God's plan for their life. Number three, limit them responsibly. Now, you limit their life. You set some parameters. If you haven't not already established some guidelines in your home, you need to do that right away. Right away. There needs to be some do's and don'ts. Some you cans and you can'ts. Amen. And they need to know what they are. And they need to be clear lines. Don't listen. Don't make the lines unclear. Make them very clear as to what your expectations of your children are. And don't be changing every other week. As a matter of fact, if we would build our expectations upon the truths of God's word, they would never change. And then lead them exemplary. Lead them. Set the example for them. You do right. Say, well, I want my children to serve God. That's a great ambition. How are you serving Him? You do know they're watching, right? They want to see how you're serving. Well, I come to church. Well, no, you didn't say you wanted your children to attend church. You said you wanted your children to serve God. How are you serving Him? You see, if we want things for our children that we're not willing to do, it's going to be really, really difficult to convince them that it's the right thing. And so be cautious that you set the right example. All right, I'm not trying to throw guilt on anyone. Just being straight with you. Now, I'm speaking to you from my heart. All right. Okay, let's stand to our feet. Aren't you glad for God's word? I'm thankful that God has given some things in here. This is the best parental manual that I know. It is. I'll never forget when I worked at D&D Loan Care, there was a young man who worked there, and he and I had some really good conversations. And he was not a believer. And I'll never forget, he came to work one day and he said, he called me Preacher Man. He said, Preacher Man, he said, having a baby. I said, that's great, man. I think that's great. We talked a little bit. Some time passed on. He and I worked together occasionally. And I'll never forget one day we was in the truck together, and he said, it's getting close. He said, I think that, he called his wife's name. I can't even remember her name now. He said, I think that she could go any time now. He said, I'm nervous. He said, I just wish that those things came with a, he didn't say manual. He said, instructions. He said, I just wish those little ones would come with instructions. And it's like the Holy Spirit said, look here what door I've opened for you. I said, well, you know, Ben, they do. It's called the B-I-B-L-E. The Bible is the greatest parental manual that I know of. And it is, isn't it, brethren? God help me to be a biblical father. God help me to be a biblical husband. And God help me to be your biblical pastor. I just want to do right by the Bible. I want to do right by God. I just do. And I believe you do too. Let's bow our heads together.